continuing with Adolf Hitler. Quote, historical experience offers countless proofs of this. It shows with terrible clarity that with any mixing of the blood of the Aryan with lower races, the result was the end of the culture bearer. North America, the population of which consists for the greatest part of Germanic elements, which mix only very little with the lower colored races, displays a humanity and a culture different from those of Central and South America, where chiefly the Romanic immigrants have sometimes mixed with the Aborigines on a large scale. By this example alone, one may clearly and distinctly recognize the influence of the race mixture. The Germanic of the North American continent, who has remained pure and less intermixed, has become the master of that continent, and he will remain so until he too falls victim to the shame of blood mixing. The result of any crossing, in brief, is always the following, and my interjection, it remains to be seen. I suspect the focus on loyalty and obedience is rising. This is back to that, you got to temper the ideal with the possible. I think they've been doing that with this whole notion of purity of the blood. Anyway, back to Hitler. The result of any crossing, in brief, is always the following. A, lowering of the standard of the higher race. B, physical and mental regression. And with it, the beginning of a slowly but steadily progressive lingering illness. I think they're trying to create that artificially. These are abandoned children. They stack the deck. They create the reality they want. And it is a misanthropic vision. We have to start substituting that with our righteous, loving one. Continuing. To bring about such a development means nothing less than sinning against the will of the eternal creator. This action then is also rewarded as a sin. You see the ingeniousness of their manipulativeness. I don't have the right words right now. But it gets back to all those social scientists developing the rationale right now for power to call peace activists terrorists, right? This is what power does, at least since Plato. As Orwell said, you know, war becomes peace, etc., etc. Man, by trying to resist this iron logic of nature, becomes entangled in a fight against the principles to which alone he too owes his existence as a human being. Thus his attack is bound to lead to his own doom. Unquote from Mein Kampf, chapter 11, Nation and Race. Returning now to Lowe's point that, quote, the Second World War was never merely a conflict over territory, that it was also a war of race and ethnicity. After having considered Miklos's words and Plato's and Karl Popper's and Alice Miller's and the testimony of Governor Vardaman and Dr. Schufelt and Adolf Hitler, and as we ask, what is the interrelationship between power or conquest and division, knowing as we do that the history of class, of power, is a history of divide and conquer, when we ask, what is the role of division in a class system, we can answer with, it is formative. Knowing then its centrality to power's self-justification and future vision of perfection, could it be, always remembering Plato's legacy from 2,400 years ago, and John Boswell's presenting the history of all those abandoned children over the millennia, whose energy was sucked on without stint in countless monasteries, and the systematic pressure placed by the peculiar institution of slavery on every commoner caught in its gravity, the relentless pressure to perform that we experience today as all too normal, that conquest and division possess an essential identity, unity, a singular reality of relentless pressure to prove one's worth and rise above and endlessly pursue perfection. Hierarchy achieves these things effortlessly, keeps us dancing on a string effortlessly, keeps us at each other's throats effortlessly, so long as we have no independent means ourselves, which have now all been gathered into the hands of the few, which each decade grow ever fewer, those hands who hold the resources of the globe, until what Mussolini said finally sinks in, that every hierarchy culminates in a pinpoint. This is the global game of supremacy, of conquest of spirit, ruthlessly played, bitterly fought, callously taught to children, never crediting what monsters get made in Plato's name. Is it clear to us that this entire mess is insane, an insanity inherent in the dynamic of class? Let's talk about it. Long past time. Until next week, peace.